I joined the partnership in 1963, straight from school. Initially, I was on a program where we went to different departments for a few months. And initially, I was in the Christmas station department. Then I moved on to the dispatch department, where I was involved with portering and lifting things and that, which I hated because there weren't any lifts in John Lewis, obviously, then. And we used to have to take everything up to the top floor by humping it on your back. And I used to do that with Tony Nightingale, who's since died. Then from there onwards, then I went to soft furnishings, which is where I stayed right up until 1975. Having been section manager for some years before 1975, working with Ken Jordan, Harold Diver, as section manager, and dear old Alan Bennett as like a semi-section manager. We also had Mr. Edwards there, who Mr. Edwards was then in his 70s, but had been a DM for some years before, and he used to come in 2 days a week, and he was a lovely gentleman who used to help run the department as well, so he was the third one, as it were. Then in 1975, I went to be DM of Dress Fabrics, and thoroughly enjoyed that, absolutely wonderful. Peter Miller had just arrived as general manager, Lewis had gone, and I didn't apply for the post. I was asked to apply for it, which probably doesn't happen so much now. It probably does, but we don't know about it. And I spent a year there and didn't want to leave. But then Ken Jordan retired from furnishing fabrics. And again, I was asked by Peter Miller, would I go to furnishing fabrics? And I didn't want to because we were on a roller with Dress Fabrics. We'd taken the department up from nearly to the bottom of the partnership lead, and it was up to about ninth in turnover. Mm-hmm. And it was great fun because you could change everything every single week, and we were rushing around doing models and all the rest of it. However, I went back to furnishing fabrics, where I then stayed until I left the partnership in 1989, had a wonderful time there over those years. Absolutely brilliant team. I think the problem was, which I kept the team too long, and so by 1989 they were all pretty old, and my successor, I think, probably thinned them out pretty sharpish, but I'd got a team that hardly ever changed over all those years, apart from the younger ones who came in and out.